All right, and joining us this morning is Robert Bailey, president of Rosenhaus Sports, former member of the University of Miami football team. You got to be a little fired up about what just happened with Notre Dame and Miami.
Yeah, super excited. Guys, it's great to be on the phone with you, Joe. You're a legend in this community, and it's an honor to be on the phone. But, yeah, I was, as a former Cane, anytime we got a good win, I'm extremely excited. I'm extremely excited, but to beat Notre Dame at home, you know, that's special to me. I was texting with Todd Light, a former Golden Domer who I played in the NFL with, and we were, you know, every play we were texting each other. It was a lot of fun.
So
Mario has a great product.
Yeah. Hey, I always wonder this, as a guy's been through it all with the University of Miami and a heck of a player, I always wonder, so if I said number one rival for you, would it be Florida, Florida State, or Notre Dame? If you could play them and just at a different level, you really, really look forward to that game, who would it be?
I would say it's always Florida State. That will never change. Florida hasn't been in our – you know, we don't play them enough to where I would even think it's a rival. Notre Dame became a rival. It's the whole, you know, convict versus – deal that they became a rival.
You know, that there's makes you a convict, man.
yeah. There's nothing like that in-state rivalry that we have.
Yeah,
with Florida State and the guys, we know them. They played in the same community growing up, and all the kids know each other. They play on the same 7-on-7. So, yeah, I think that's the team that I would consider. That's the team that I would consider. No, the biggest rivalry.
Robert, at being president of Rosenhaus Sports, my gosh, man, your job, it was one thing when you guys just represent as many players. I know it's way over 100 players in the NFL, but it's another when all of a sudden the NCAA says, hey, by the way, all you agents in the NFL, you guys can be in the marketing business, in the NIL business, which I still have people go, why are those professional agents in that? They should not. And I go, no. This is all professional football now. So what adjustment has that been for you guys now that we're seeing athletes make so much money? And then I see your name on a lot of them around the country.
Well, you know, it, to me, as a former player, I love it. I love anything that gives the athlete, a better opportunity, more, you know, economically is better, financially is better. The only thing about the system is really you start out based on how, what your value is coming out of high school.
Yeah.
And you know how high school is. Some guys are stars in their community to get to college and they're not stars. And
right.
Some guys are not stars in their community and they get to college and they become a star. And then it's also, you know, colleges are paying NIL for guys coming out of high school based on, you know, how many other schools are recruiting them and they're just trying to outbid the other. And then when you get there, you know, at some point it gets adjusted whether you did well or not, but I love it. I think guys, you know, it just shows how much the NCAA was making over the years. You know, when I went to school, they were giving me $800 a month to eat dinner at night and sometimes lunch. And that was for the entire month, $800. So it was tough. We ate a lot of burgers.
Yeah, they were trying to sell you on that scholarship. That scholarship's enough. It's expensive at that school.
Yeah,
I know.
Back then it was $28,000.
Yeah.
So if you do the $28,000, if you do the math plus the $800 a month,
yeah,
it comes out to be, you know, a little less than $38,000 for the entire year.
Yeah. Hey, so let me ask you. So the transfer portal, basically you're a free agent every year, as you know, with the two windows they have right now on this transfer portal. Do you like it? I know it's kind of more than almost the NIL money, because once the season starts, nobody's really talking about the money or not that much, but guys bouncing in and out. What are your thoughts on overall about the transfer portal?
I like anything that gives the player freedom. You know, the coaches have freedom to leave whenever they want to leave. I think the players should have the same. So for me, anything that allows the players to have a better opportunity somewhere, you know, sometimes it doesn't work out. Sometimes they go somewhere and they
right.
don't play.
But, that's true.
But it's just an option. At least they have the option. So I think it's better in that regard.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. So as far as the NFL goes, we've seen it change since you played, since way since I played, and you know, one doctor for the whole body and everything else to where you are now with specialists. And if you don't like specialists on the team, your players that in the team they're playing for, they can now go anywhere they want and stuff. Do you like the way the medical stuff's being handled around the NFL? It looks like they're on top of stuff for the most part.
Yeah, I love it. I love the way the guys are being protected. I love the way, you know, you can get a second opinion. They push it. They, in the past, they didn't really want it, but now it's being pushed. Guys get second opinions, and they're really looking out for the guys. You know, concussion protocol, going to the tent, you know, was nothing like that when I played, but I love it.
Hey, so you guys, I always wonder, you guys got to be at games. I see you guys. I see Drew. I see him at different games and different nights, and he's flying around. You're flying around. You guys, the whole team is hitting stuff. You're at college games. How do you go about that? What do you end up doing? Hiring more people to get to everything? Because let's be honest, man, these players want to see their agents around. It's a different world than when we were making 50 grand a year and the guy signed a contract, we didn't talk to him again.
Yeah, you know, we got it. Great staff at Rosenau Sports. So these guys are all good people, and we go to, you know, a lot of games, you know, Saturday college games, Sunday NFL games. You know, you just got to recruit the right guys, recruit the right people, and hopefully, you know, everything always works out. We've been doing it a long time, so we got a good system.
Yeah, man, you have been doing it a long, long time. And, hey, I want to get into your event because what you've been through and what you put together, man, the third annual 5K run and walk. It's at Barry University, Sunday, September 14th, and it's for an unbelievable cause. I want everybody to go to kennedyskids.org and click on the events, register. Use ROSE10 for 10% off registration fees. But can you talk a little bit about what you've been through and how important this event is to you?
Well, you know, it's extremely important. It's, you know, it's about my daughter. You know, I lost my daughter 2 years ago. And, you know, we're just trying to raise money for the foundation. And so, you know, it's about helping kids in the community with their mental health and suicide ideation. We have partnerships with Nicholas Children's Hospital. And we're doing a lot of great things in the community. And we really appreciate the community to come out for our events. Our 5K is at Barry University, September 14th at 7 a.m. So please come on out and enjoy. We'll have a great run and a lot of food and a lot of cowbells and a lot of stuff happening.
Yeah, and if you can't run like you used to, just walk it. It's not a problem. And I got to thank Amaranth Bank, man, Orly and those guys over there. They've been fantastic in our community. So I wanted to thank those guys on your behalf, too, for everything that they do. So what's the best way for everybody to get connected to this thing in a couple of Sundays from now?
Yeah, you know, kennedykids.org. Go on there, click on the events tab. It'll take you right to the event. You could also go to our IG, which is Foundation Kennedy Kids. Sign, you know, click the link there to sign up in the bio. It's going to be a lot of fun, Joe. We'll probably have about 500 runners out there.
All right.
Maybe more.
Robert, thank you, man. Always great talking to you. You've always been a class act, and I really appreciate you coming on. Thank you, bud.
Thanks for the support, Joe. You guys have always supported. I love you guys, man. And Joe, I appreciate you. You know, just want to take this time and tell you how great you are in the community, how great you've been for sports in Miami, in particular, you know, NFL football, college football. Really appreciate you, and thank you for everything you've done.
All right. Hey, Robert, am I going to see you at a high school football game? You're not going to high school football games on Friday night, are you?
No, I don't go to high school football games, but I do. I every now and then, if it's a good one, I'll go.
Yeah. Well, I was just thinking about how you explained that one to your wife. All right. Anyway, hey, Robert, thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. Robert,
appreciate
Bailey.
It. Later, okay. Guys.
Robert Bailey, president of Rosenhaus Sports, and got this event going on. And, man, he's been through some stuff there. And in the last couple of years, had a chance to meet his family and stuff at the last one last year. All right, hey, we've got a lot more to get to. We're going right over to Larry Bluestein. Speaking of high school football, that was kind of a teaser if you're wondering why I hit him with the high school football thing. Although they do, like all these high school kids now, They know what they're worth, man. They all know what they're worth. We got a lot with Larry Bluestein. We're going to have that coming up in just a moment here. But